I'm calling from Vermont. I am prompted to call because my husband relayed to me that I'm in a group that's been under attack by one of your commenters today who happens to be, I can't believe, an academic. Calling all women who didn't vote for the candidate she supports as mentally ill is really disturbing, and these are the kinds of tactics that I understand were used by this group of people to prevent anybody other than who they support from either rising in their party administration or running for president. I really seriously think you should reconsider having her on your show, because as a woman, I am very threatened by this, because when these people cannot lead if they can only attack, and that's all I'm seeing. We are in big trouble in this country because of these kinds of brown shirt tactics.
Yeah, hi. I just want to say Dr. Sharp talk is sounding more and more like conspiracy theorists trying to justify how Russia is in cahoots with Trump, planning the chemical attack so that Trump's poll numbers could go up. That just sounds ridiculous, and that's shameful talk right there.
Mark Griffin from Saratoga Springs, New York. Ride-sharing is already legal in New York City, so why does New York State require the new law that makes it legal for the rest of New York go through an additional 90-day period? Can't they just open it now for the rest of the state? The ride-sharing companies already have drivers' background checks completed. I'm ready to share in Saratoga Springs.
My name is Jim Gilbert. I live in North Pownell, Vermont. I just heard one of the most disturbing stories on NPR that I have heard in a long, long time. I am a very liberal person. However, when somebody walks into a church and kills 9 people and then plea agrees to get life in prison instead of the chair, if he shot one person and pleaded his way out of it, it would be one thing. But he committed an act that was heinous, and he deserves the chair. And that's from a liberal.